Collapse of California's PG&E in the wake of California wildfires has raised all kinds of questions, including how vulnerable are utility companies to natural disasters. Bloomberg's David Baker joins me from San Francisco. Nice to speak to you, David.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's start with the fallout for PG&E itself. How likely is it that this company goes bankrupt before February?
It is a real possibility, although the company is not running low on cash. Instead, it's been accused of starting a series of deadly wildfires over the last 2 years running. That includes October's Camp Fire, which killed 86 people, destroyed a town called Paradise, and became the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California history. The lawsuits from all these fires over the last 2 years could cost PG&E as much as $30 billion, which is three times the company's current market cap. And PG&E doesn't know how much of the cost of those lawsuits it might be able to pass on to its customers. So it is indeed considering bankruptcy.
Now, this is one of the largest utilities in America. Is it a one-off, or are there ramifications for the rest of the American utility sector?
Well, this is a big problem for California utilities right now, and we could see it pop up in other dry western states that are prone to droughts. The fires that have triggered these lawsuits are all believed to have been caused by power lines getting tossed around by windstorms, which we tend to get in the falls here in California.
I was going to ask you about that, because when you say that it's been accused of starting the deadly wildfires, there's no intent behind that.
Exactly. These are things that happen during weather events, and the weather events can be predicted up to an extent. But what we've seen in the last couple of years is we will get a really strong sudden windstorm. And even when the utilities have prepared for it, sometimes their power lines either blow into each other and spark, or they get knocked to the ground and catch the vegetation on fire, or they get tangled up with trees. And if it happens at the end of our dry season, after we have not had rain for 6 months or more, that starts a fire real fast and it just flies off on the wind.
You talk about the fact that these weather events are becoming more common. I guess then, you know, to a certain extent, this shines a light on that broader issue of liability around extreme weather events. That would seem to me to be a risk that goes beyond the United States.
Yeah, it is. And with this particular problem, wind-driven wildfires that are tied to utility equipment, we have actually seen that pop up here and there elsewhere, like Australia, that has been a problem. But there is also a broader question of just how we go ahead paying for maintaining utility equipment, other kinds of infrastructure, in the face of intensifying weather events and more extreme weather. And how we share the costs of repairing these things when they get busted up, like we saw with Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico. There's also, with PG&E and companies like it here in California, the question of who actually has to pay when something goes wrong with one of those lines and people end up dying.
David, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That's what we're watching this week in Commodities in Toronto. I'm Danielle Bokove.